There is a portrait of Vladimir Putin in an interesting new coffee table book of photographs called The Russians Emerge. It is a collection of posed portraits of Russians, street cleaners, politicians, entrepreneurs, all sorts of Russians. They include a retired economist who peddles cigarettes on the street to stretch her pension, looking like the Siege of Leningrad personified. They also include two teenagers who look indistinguishable from two kids in Milan or Marin County, for that matter. The text is by Jonathan Sanders, who used to report from Moscow for CBS News. The pictures are by the Canadian photographer Heidi Hollinger, who also used to live and work in Moscow. And the pictures tell a story, an epic of inner liberation. The portraits exude the individuality of their subjects. The primacy of society at the expense of the self appears to be a thing of the past. The start and finish of this story are the photos on the front and back of the book jacket. On the front is a baby in swaddling clothes.
It's a 2-month-old half-Russian boy, and he's swaddled in the typical Russian tradition. And my friend Galia, who's on the back cover of the book, she's a journalist, she was in Canada, and she helped me swaddle the baby.
This is your own baby?
Yeah.
Okay. And he is...
And of course, swaddled means that it's wrapped as tightly as possible. There's cloth underneath it so that his arms can't move and his feet are kept stiff. And the only thing that he can express anything out of is his eyes. The body is inert.
Mm-hmm. And there actually was a belief underlying swaddling that babies... Left free with their limbs and to move and wave would scratch their eyes out and do all kinds of damage to themselves.
Fear of spontaneity, fear of primal impulses, the idea that someone outside had to put some strength and stress on the child to keep it in place.
And then on the back cover of this coffee table size book, Heidi, you were saying, is your friend indeed who helped you swaddle your baby, and she is the absolute opposite. Describe this picture.
This is a friend of mine and Jonathan's. Her name is Galina Morel. She's from Russia. She married an American fighter pilot. She worked for 15 years for Pravda newspaper as a military correspondent, and her father was in the Politburo, so from a very young age, she was... taken care of by all the members of the Politburo. The deputy mayor of Moscow, the current deputy mayor, he pulled her in a sleigh. And so she's very close with all the politicians. And in the picture we have on the back, she's wearing presents that were given to her by different politicians, like the soccer shoes of Yuri Lushkov, the mayor of Moscow, and the tie of the Communist Party leader, Gennady Zyuganov. And she says her concept is that if the politicians can't unite in Russia, at least they can use my body as a platform.
And she is aloft in this picture. She is
she's
flying
airbound.
Through the air, airbound, connected to the ground only by her umbrella, it seems, which is actually not even touching the ground, but touching a valise with which she's ready to go travel.
She's up in the air behind a piece of seamless white paper, and using the tremendous freedom that the collapse of the old restrictive swaddling order has given Russians so that she can literally do anything that she wants.
Well, the implication, Heidi, is that between these two covers, between the swaddled baby on the front and the blithe spirit aloft on the back cover, is progress inside in the pictures that we see of Russians, the portraits of Russians. Is there really? Do you think you were there in the 90s watching a people progressing?
Absolutely. I mean, when I came there in 1991, they were using the newspaper Pravda as toilet paper. And now you can get any toilet paper you want.
You're saying that's a comment on the toilet paper, not on the newspaper.
So it's definitely progress. I mean, the city is just gorgeous. Anyone who has been there before 1995 will have seen an incredible change. It's bright and beautiful, modern, European. I don't know if Russia is ready for the European Union, but I think Moscow is.
There are two pictures I'd like you to describe for a moment, and two people whose portraits they are. One is Frozia, the street cleaner, and the other is Sergei, the street cleaner. Frozia is a woman, she's 70, and Sergei is 23.
Well, Frosia, like many of the people I photographed, like the unknowns from the street, I found her when I was jogging. She was cleaning in Gorky Park, and she's 70 years old. She's been working there for 40 years. Should be retired long ago. Frosia's broom, which she uses to sweep the entire Gorky Park, is 3 meters, twice the size of her. She has lines on her face, on her hands. She's a typical figure of eternal Russia.
And then, Jonathan, there is Sergei, who's less than half her age and also a street cleaner.
Robert, if you looked at Frosia, you'd see eternal Russia. You could see, really, except that it's a color picture. The same picture could have been taken in the 1870s by the predecessors of Heidi, who wandered St. Petersburg and Moscow. Sergei, on the other hand, is dressed in a brilliant orange jumpsuit that's copied from something out of Helsinki or Stockholm. He's got a long-handled broom, so he doesn't have to bend over like the street sweepers of old. He's got a modern pickup bin, and he's got sunglasses, and he looks like the modern contemporary guy. But beneath that, if you ask him his story, and we asked everyone to tell us their stories, you see, Sergei got to Moscow because some part of Western culture that hit him very badly. He became an addict to the Sex Pistols rock group. He got involved in drugs. He was hanging out on the edge of society. He said his life had become nothing but garbage. And when he finally began to recover his senses, he moved to Moscow and took a job as a street sweeper. Unlike Frosia, he didn't see this as devotion to helping the common cause. It was a way to get that coveted permit to live in Moscow and to do what he wanted to do, which was to become some kind of modern man. So on the outside, you see somebody who says to you, "Oh, this is part of the civilized world." But on the inside, you see some of that corrosiveness, some of that quicksand society that Russia has become. Some things look better, but what looks better sometimes only appeals to our eye. And when we examine the soul of it, it's not so great.
Well, after so many portraits that we see in this collection, and including many of Russian politicians who appear with the mask off, and indulging their own individuality and letting real personality show through. The last portrait is of the President of Russia, Vladimir Putin. I would say the mask is maybe a little bit off, but it seems to be one of the least revealed people you take a photo of in this collection. Heidi, what did you think?
Yeah, I must say that I did manage to get him to smile slightly, which is more than I've seen in other portraits of him. However, at the beginning of his political career, after having been a spy for 15 years, so he was just beginning to take off his mask and become a public figure. Also, I had set up my studio lights, but in front of him were 40 people waiting. And so I don't suppose that he was able to completely show the true Russian soul in this picture. He was quite funny, too. He approached me, and I said, "Mr. Putin, how are you today?" He looks at me, and he says, "Do you want to know honestly?" I said, "Yes." He says, "Excellent."
If I must share the awful truth with you. Well, thank you both very much for talking with us about your book.
Our pleasure. Good to talk to you again, Robert.
Jonathan Sanders, Russian historian and former CBS correspondent in Moscow, and photographer Heidi Hollinger collaborated on the book The Russians Emerge.